home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Supreme Court will issue a ruling in about an hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We don't know on what case, but there's a lot of speculation ahead of Super Tuesday. It's the Colorado versus Trump decision. It's one of the 16 states with contests tomorrow, and its Supreme Court ruled the former president is constitutionally disqualified for leading an insurrection with the Capitol riot.
During arguments that happened back in February, some of the justices expressed major skepticism about Colorado's efforts to kick Trump off its ballot. They posited that a decision in Colorado's favor could set a precedent that creates what they called an unmanageable situation in the country.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Maine and Illinois also removed the Trump name from the ballot. That's being appealed as well. North Dakota has its Republican caucuses today with Governor Doug Burgum, who dropped out of the race, pushing for a Trump victory. But in Washington, D.C., he lost. Nikki Haley became the first woman to ever win a Republican presidential primary, saying in Portland, Maine,
"We can't be a country in disarray and a world on fire and go through four more years of chaos. We won't survive it."
She got 63% of the D.C. vote. Now, the former president posted on Truth Social he purposely stayed away from Washington. His campaign says insiders crowned Haley queen of the swamp. The former Trump Organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, is in court now in New York City, working out a guilty plea to perjury charges in testimony he gave at the former president's civil fraud trial. Weisselberg already pleaded guilty in 2022 to tax fraud. Ceasefire talks may remain stalled, attempting to stop the war in Gaza. Hamas is refusing Israel's request to provide a list of all the hostages still alive. Today, an Israeli war cabinet member is in Washington, Benny Gantz.
The Biden administration is trying to secure a six-week ceasefire before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan next week that would free remaining hostages in Gaza and allow aid to be surged into Gaza. An official from Netanyahu's party says Gantz did not have approval for his meetings in Washington.
That's Fox's Jared Halpert. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Just ahead of all the Super Tuesday contests that former President Trump could win on the Republican side and President Biden will likely win for Democrats, there's a new Fox News poll showing a 2-point Trump lead head to head.
The poll shows President Biden's job approval sits at 42%. When that's seen alongside past chief executives in their respective election years, it's lower than former Presidents Trump and Obama, both at 45%, and former President George W. Bush, who is at 53%. Most voters view the economy as the top issue this election cycle. They say the president's job on the economy and fighting inflation has been poor, with more than 60% disapproval on each. But it's not where President Biden's the most underwater. Right now, 66% of respondents don't like how he's handled immigration. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Three Americans and a Russian are on their way right now to the International Space Station.
Finally, after delays, a SpaceX rocket and capsule is now transporting more crew members to the space station on contract for NASA.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Liftoff was just before 11 p.m. Sunday night from the Kennedy Space Center. The mission called Crew 8 is bringing 3 NASA U.S. astronauts and 1 Russian cosmonaut to the station. Those 4 will spend roughly 6 months aboard the orbiting outpost. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks might not take off. Dow futures are down nearly 200 points, but NASDAQ futures up slightly after Friday's record high close. In college basketball, Caitlin Clark set a record leading Iowa past Ohio State. She became the all-time leading scorer for women and men in college history. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign Fire responding to a residential fire Saturday in the 1300 block of North Walnut Street. Good news, everybody got out. Crews worked quickly to control the fire. After an evaluation of the occupants, crews transported one to a hospital. No firefighters hurt, but a dog did die in the fire. The family was left displaced. Champaign man arrested after a shooting and left one dead in Danville Wednesday. Police responded to an address in the 800 block of South Street. A Bourbon man identified as 30-year-old Laquelle Key, taken from the scene to a Danville hospital. He was later pronounced dead from injuries. Fans of Anaheim and Comics gathering in Central Illinois this weekend for the first UICon convention hosted at the Illinois Union. Free event for the public and students at the University of Illinois and Urbana-Champaign alike. The focus of the event, Anaheim Comics and Webtoon. The event came together as a collaborative effort from different student-registered organizations at UIUC, including the Japanese Anaheim Club and Character Creation Hub and more. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you for watching. If you watch on Facebook Live or YouTube channel, our notifications are like zero because nobody, they don't want us.
That's
just
right.
Just the way it is. So we used to, you know, in the day, so yeah, I think there were 2,000 people.
Right.
And you know what we need to do is just get a studio audience in here.
Well, there you go. Well, anyway, we have a new camera angle on me, and I don't know if I like it because...
I'll have to take a look. I saw Diane.
I look like I'm 6'2". And so what that's going to lead to is that people are going to say, gosh, you're a lot shorter than you look. You know?
No. I mean, how can they know your height?
Well, you look at this. When I play, I starred for the Washington Generals, Solier, in a game with the Globetrotters many, many years ago. And somebody took a picture of me courtside. I had the sweats on. It looked like I was 6'7". So it's just like Tom.
You're hanging from the rim.
You know, it's how Tom Cruise and all these guys have done it.
That's
they do camera angles.
Camera angle.
Tom Cruise is like 5'8". So it's like angles. So anyway,
then they cast people around them. And like Prince, for instance, was like 5'2", and he never went out with ladies who were over 5'.
Boom! So. That's how you do it. They had women walking in trenches on the beach in movies with like William Holden and these. I don't know if William Holden.
That's an interesting concept.
The guys were walking. Humphrey Bogart was short.
Okay.
Anyway,
Dudley Moore as well.
Dudley Moore. The other part of that is that I used to say I looked like Robert Redford, and then I was a massive disappointment. So I said, then I started saying, okay, so I am 5'300", and I'm taller and thinner than they thought. So it's expectations.
I see.
Part of that.
It's
all right.
Funny on the radio, though, with the images that people come up with. Yeah. A lot of times when people meet me, they say, oh, I thought you'd be blonde. And I don't know how to
Where
take
that.
That.
Come from?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. All right, it's weather. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer.
You know, TV puts 20 pounds on you or something.
Right.
Like that,
yeah, so, there's that. Because people on TV, you see them and they're.
Right.
You know, anyway, it's just the comments people make. You're going, man, I don't know. Okay, so there's a reason Stevie J's on radio. There's a reason my daughter is in front of people and on camera.
That's right.
I'm on radio.
I tell people I'm one powder puff away from a brown bag. So
there you go.
I do TV. So.
Weather brought to you by Kurt Lenschel, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer with spring-like weather.
You betcha. So get out and enjoy if you weren't able to do so yesterday. And a little less wind for the day today. Boy, some of those wind gusts, Willard and Savoy and throughout the better part of East Central Illinois, 46 to 51 miles per hour. That'll dry the soils out for you if you were in the mode to maybe do a test run out there. And a little more wind again today, but down from what it was yesterday. We do have a more active weather pattern this week. Fair amount of rain, maybe close to a little over an inch with two separate weather systems for this week. 59 incredible degrees already at Willard and Savoy. Cool spot at Rantoul, 53, 60 at Danville, and 55 up the road at Bloomington Normal, up to 75 today. Average high this time of the year, you ask, is about 45, with a partly sunny sky and at south wind 20 to 30, and still gusty, but hopefully down from the hits of yesterday. A little shower activity breaking out some point tonight before midnight. The best coverages are after midnight with maybe a late night thunderstorm, a low in the 50s. Tomorrow, much cooler, will hold up around 57 degrees, but still better than 10 above average. Southwest breezes will turn to the north. Showers in the morning, showers in the afternoon, maybe an early day thunderstorm as well. 30s tomorrow night, clouds and up to 53 on Wednesday. Partly sunny, 57 on Thursday. Thursday night into Friday, another rain system through the area with a high near 52. Might be kind of sprinkly here and damp on Saturday at 46 and readings in the upper 40s as we move forward. Daylight saving time beginning here before you retire Saturday night at 2 a.m. For Stevie J Broadcasting and meteorologist Greg Sawyer.
Thank you, sir. Doctors and nurses often describe how quiet things get in the emergency room during a World Series game or the Super Bowl. But once the game ends, it tends to get busier.
Mm-hmm.
One theory is that people with chest pain, trouble breathing, other symptoms of a potentially serious problem who ordinarily would have reported to the emergency room right away may delay because the game's on. Hmm. Of course, there's another possibility. Game itself, especially if a game is close and particularly exciting, might cause enough stress on the body that heart attack, strokes, or other dangerous conditions could develop in light of this conversation. Cue the band a little early. Redoing NCAA picks in March Madness will be coming up. Dr. Jill Wagner from Dallas, Texas. Are you like an MD, Jill?
I am a real live MD.
Nice.
So it's not Dr. Jill Biden. She's a PhD. You're an MD, so you can write
I'm
me.
I'm an MD.
You can write me scripts. Okay.
Excellent.
So here's the answer. Yes, it is stressful. Yes, it's wonderful when we win and very stressful when we lose. And I kind of joke about that, but man, there is a difference. I've tried in life as I've gotten older to say, listen, I'm going to give myself an hour and then I'm over this. 1 hour? I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to invest that much. But man, there's no question we're into our stuff, Jill.
I know. You know, those of us who have been practicing medicine have noticed this forever. I remember when I was in training a few decades ago, the day after Thanksgiving or the day after a big game, you did not want to be the person on call because you were going to get slammed with people who came in. There's a combination of things, particularly for people who have underlying health issues. When you couple the emotion, the alcohol, and the horrific food, it is just a recipe for potential disaster.
Oh, I thought we were eating healthy during games. Oh,
the nachos.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. When's the last time you had some cauliflower wings as opposed to real ones on game day, you know?
Yeah,
there's that.
It's not happening. You're right about that. All right, so of course you have to also factor in the fact that we're pathetically out of shape in America, right?
Just put that on top. Pile all of that stuff together, and then it's going to happen. And it makes sense when you put everything together. It makes good sense, and we should anticipate that.
Okay, so the bottom line is, yes, it's stressful. You know what I tend to do in close games? We have the University of Illinois here.
Right.
And we're pretty good at basketball.
Go Illini.
So I tend to back up. So it's like, okay, I'm on the couch, and da-da-da, then I'll go further back. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in the closet.
Sure that
Jill.
Helps.
I'm be in the closet pretty soon, Jill.
Right.
That's going to have to because it's just you want them to win so bad. But I don't know, are you a Dallas Cowboy fan down there?
Listen, I am a fan, and just don't tell anybody, but I was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader a bunch of years ago. So 1977 to 1980, I was actually a cheerleader. So I still keep my eyes on the boys from time to time.
You were a cheerleader when Tom Landry was your coach. Man, that goes back. And we have a dear friend, Mike Ditka, was also an assistant coach with you guys back in the day. So you had Roger Staubach, Super Bowl champions, and you were on the sidelines, Jill. That's so cool.
I was on the sidelines for two Super Bowls.
Wow.
I was at the Super Bowl when it was a Jackie Smith dropped that ball in
that.
The end zone.
Yes.
I was there. Yeah, so I'm a bit of a fan.
Jill, I'm gonna take a leap here. I'm gonna say you're the only Dallas Cowboy cheerleader that went on to get a medical degree. I'm gonna guess that.
No, actually, there are several of us.
Really?
So there are a couple of surgeons.
Wow.
And, we were kind of, you know, we really were those people who were going to school and, you know, graduate school, professional school, going to college. I mean, it was a real thing. They didn't just make that up.
My perception is beautiful and really physically fit, but I wouldn't think you'd be brainiacs. You're a brainiac. You're a doctor. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, I like to think so. Anyway, well, whether that's humoring me or the truth.
No, yeah. I mean it. No, you can't just walk in and be a doctor. That takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so did you get paid when you were did you ever get paid, or is it more for I'm a cheerleader?
No, we actually did. It wasn't a big pay. I think we got something like $15 a game, and then we got paid more for appearances.
Yes.
But the experience was at the more I go through life and I reflect back on it, just really was a life-changing experience.
Well, you've done well. So, okay, bottom line is, what do you do when the Cowboys play in the playoffs and it's all on the line? How do you watch a game?
Yes.
You're the doctor. You're the example.
Are you drinking water?
We're having more nachos with cheese or
right.
You do it?
Well, you drink water in between your beer. And then you always have to be aware of what you are consuming. And I say this to people all the time. It just does not make sense to kill yourself on one day. So have some of those things that you don't traditionally have, but keep in the back of your mind that you want to live another day. You know, you want to be alive tomorrow to celebrate the win. Just those kinds of things. Make sure you take your medication. And if you feel like you're getting a little too deeply invested, take a walk. You know, just get up and walk away. And then there's always, you could take your yoga mat and be in your front of your friend's television yoga. But just be aware. That's the main thing.
Well, I think you're terrific, Jill. Keep up your fine work. Can people connect with Dr. Jill Wagner in Dallas? Or you have a way people can find you?
Absolutely. My website is askdrjill.net. And then I'm all on all of the things that everybody's on at Ask Dr. Jill.
Well, listen, a pleasure meeting you, and way to go being so accomplished. Well done.
Yes.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on with us, Jill. Thank you, Dr. Jill Wagner in Dallas, Tapman's Towing phone line. ESPN 93.5 at 8:17.
Illinois Sports women, 74-73 winners over Nebraska. Makaira Cook's free throw around 37 seconds left in the game is all it took to seal the deal. And now we've got the Big Ten tournament up in Minneapolis. Thursday at 11:30 as a number 9 seed will face Maryland. So I'll see what I can do reaching out to Shauna Green and her train.
I'm a Shauna Green fan for sure. I think she's a terrific coach. And folks, Brad Underwood, what? I mean, the winningest coach in the Big Ten last 5 years is Brad Underwood. Man, I mean, beat Wisconsin at the Kohl Center 4-0. Nobody in history's ever done that. It's impressive. Brad Underwood, yikes. Yeah. Wow. 5-20 win seasons in a row. Only he and Lou Henson share that in the history of basketball at Illinois. Some of these numbers are starting to go, well, I guess he's pretty good. I mean, we had a month ago, somebody said, should we let Brad go?
I know.
What are you
the
talking about?
The fair weather fan.
No, it's like.
It's the same with Coleman Hawkins.
Well, if you don't.
Every
if,
other game.
If he doesn't
something.
Make a run to the final eight, he should be let go. What are you guys? No.
I know.
Now, can we win some games in the tournament? Yes. Will we? I have no idea.
Right.
But, man, I think we're good enough. If we can just get to the second weekend, then you're kind of playing with house money. And you get to that point, we have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get through the first weekend? That's the key. But, man, Brad Underwood, come on, man. Just look at the numbers. He's done terrific. This is a very impressive run here. No question.
It makes me want to hear a little, Brad. I guess we don't really have time. But
Maybe I can play that right after our weather.
91-83, we took down Wisconsin. And, boy, that felt good. What a game for Marcus Dumas, 31 points.
Yep. All right, we check Greg's weather. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. Play some of that, Brad, from the Madison locker room coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday. Overall, pretty quiet weather picture. Weak weather system heading through the southern states has a little more moisture expanding northward into our general neck of the woods and points on southward. That includes, a little bit of wet snow, some rain mixed in for this morning, a little rain back in this afternoon, and temperatures up to about 45 this afternoon. Average high for the time of year on this March 1, then the start of meteorological springtime. Right in that range, a bit of a light south wind, mostly cloudy tonight, 33. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. tomorrow. High temperatures with a bit of a south breeze up, getting close to 60. 45 tomorrow night. We'll flirt with 70 on Sunday. A mostly sunny, windy, and seasonably mild day. 72 is a warm one on Monday as well, with some shower and thunderstorm activity expand across the area, especially in the afternoon and into Monday night. That activity winds down on Tuesday with the high temperature up around 55. A little more rain in here early Wednesday and again towards Friday of next week. Otherwise, 50s by day and 30s at night. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Regulators in Europe are fining Apple nearly $2 billion. The European Commission, the EU's executive body, claims Apple restricted app developers, preventing them from informing users about alternative and cheaper music subscription services. Apple is appealing. Apple says its competitor Spotify met with the European Commission more than 65 times during the investigation. Macy's shares are up more than 15% after the investment firm seeking to buy Macy's raised their offer by nearly $1 billion. Macy's rejected the previous offer from Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital Management, saying it was too low. Bitcoin is holding over $65,000, its highest levels in more than 2 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
What does the Apple Dumplin' restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
So I think, honestly, of the six guys that went over to Indianapolis for the combine from Illinois football, I think the most impressive guy was Tip Reiman.
Man.
That's the kind of feedback we're getting in some of the stuff. Tip Reiman ran a 40-yard dash as fast as Isaiah Williams. Isaiah was supposed to do a little bit better. 4.64 isn't so good. But, boy, could he catch. He did well in other drills, rooting for Isaiah Williams to have a chance.
What's the weight difference between those guys?
A lot. Tip Reiman weighs 271 pounds.
Wow.
And he ran a 4.64.
4.64, 40-yard dash.
And he looked really, really strong and good on blocking. They did the sled drill. So I don't know. We will see the NFL draft coming up in April.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. But there was a fella in the combine that was 366 pounds.
Whoa.
And he ran a 5.2.
Is that right?
I can't run a 5.2.
Dude's got some muscle mass.
That's what I'm talking about with football, the physics.
Yeah.
A 5.2, 366, what's that feel like? Like a truck? I mean, the physics of that.
Right, something like imagine, that hit me.
What if he was on, like, special teams and 366 coming at you? I think you'd just take the ball out of your shoulder and run to the locker room. I mean, you're not going to get hit by that steam truck. I mean, it's nuts, freight train. Anyway, amazing. And that's what's changed about the game is The fact that eighth graders now are just, they're different than the eighth graders two decades ago.
Absolutely.
And the equipment's different. Everything's different. What I know, I do not understand, and somebody remind me next time Brett Bielema's on, why don't we wear pads? How do you do that? They have no knee pads, no thigh pads, no butt pads. We used to have all that. So they just took it all off because it hurt their speed. What about hitting your knee on the turf? Doesn't that hurt? I don't get it. I mean, again, you look at a football player. I don't think the linemen wear pads. They have the shoulder pads. Everything's smaller. You look at the old 1970s or 80s, these shoulder pads were massive. You looked like some sort of bot, some sort of transformer. Your body was so big with pads. But now, of course, it hurt the speed, so they had to take all their pads out. Woo! And, of course, then you got the helmet, the shoulder pads, and quarterbacks are all bundled up. Because they take blows.
Have you seen those little, like, air pocket type, helmets and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're redesigning stuff all the time. Right. I don't know what the latest.
But the concussion protocol or whatever.
Trying to prevent them.
Yeah.
The physics say it's going to be hard when you have such collision and such impact at such speeds and such strength. When you have, you know, somebody that's that strong, and everybody's strong now. It's not a question if they're strong. The question is how large you are. And can a 366-pound man run a 5'2"? That's just frankly scary. And he was jiggling. I mean, he big gut.
Yeah.
366, though, can run that fast? I mean, I don't know. It's just so unbelievably different. So, I don't know. These guys are – it was a meat market. That's kind of what it is at the Combine.
In Indianapolis, yeah. At Lucas Oil Stadium. And again, we're mentioning Tip Reiman, but I know that we have six guys that were – performing throughout the weekend.
I don't think Johnny did much. Keith Randolph, I think, had an injury. Okay. I think Julian Pearl, Isaiah Adams, and of course Isaiah Williams.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that they can get it and get it done.
That's right. I mean, we think of Devin Witherspoon and how well he did.
He was a zero-star recruit, I think, when Lovey got him.
Right.
But man, did Brett get him better. Yeah. Anyway, so congratulations to them competing, and we'll see what happens. And then anybody know about spring ball? All I know is April 20.
April 20 at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. But who's on my team? What's the portal? Who we get?
Well,
what about
we
fall?
Talked to Brett Bielema last week, I think it was, right before this Indianapolis event, and he mentioned, you know, he's got like 10 seniors that graduated early that are on campus.
From high school,
already.
Guys. Yeah. Yeah, they're here. That's generally normal. I don't know about 10, but certainly there are guys that come in January.
I think he said we've never had this many.
Yeah, I think that's growing.
And what happens then? Do they miss the prom? Do they graduate with their class and stuff, right?
Have they even turned 18?
Wow.
17-year-old boys. Yeah.
I mean, these are all rite of passage things. I want them to have a normal life.
I don't think the football player, the high-level guy, has a normal life.
Okay.
Do you remember anybody that you've known in your life that had an entourage when they were 15? That's the high level person.
Right.
It's an entourage. And everybody's either globbing on or truly your friend, but you can never tell.
That's right.
Because there's a good chance at 18, if you're a really big time athlete, you're gonna have a lot of money.
Man.
And that's just changed, man. You don't have to go pump gas anymore.
That's right.
Days are kind of done. All right, the news will be next, another half hour to go. You're always welcome to text in on the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255, Fisher National Bank. Sponsor of our text line here in the morning. And we always love hearing from you. Whatever you'd like to chime in, whatever you've heard or want to comment on, we'd love to hear from you this morning. It is March 4th, so you need to march forth.
And conquer.
And get her done.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy get the whole store.
Well, whether you want to travel more to a warmer climate or invest in a hobby, you have dreams for retirement, whatever they might be, Busey Wealth Management recommends saving 10 to 15% of your annual income. What's the best savings choices? What are your options? Well, you have 401k, you can do an IRA, you can do a Roth IRA, traditional. What's the difference? Why don't you get with somebody at Busey? Then you can kind of chart the course of what you're going to have. Kind of guess that pretty well if you're disciplined in what you can save. If you're trying to decide between traditional or Roth, they can answer that. You can go to a financial calculator. That's in actually the resource center at Busey.com. There's so many things there that can help you. You can also talk to Busey Wealth Management's professionals. They'll help you determine what might be best for you in your situation. Busey Wealth Management can develop a strategy. Call them at 800-67-BUSEY or visit any Busey location today. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey for over 150 years. Remember FDIC?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A Supreme Court opinion is expected this morning about an effort in Colorado to block Donald Trump from primary ballots.
During arguments that happened back in February, some of the justices expressed major skepticism about Colorado's efforts to kick Trump off its ballot. They posited that a decision in Colorado's favor could set a precedent that creates what they called an unmanageable situation in the country.
Fox Jillian Turner, Colorado is one of the Super Tuesday states holding primaries tomorrow. Vice President Harris meets with a top Israeli war cabinet official today, Benny Gantz, about the war in Gaza.
Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire.
Vice President Harris there in Selma, Alabama, at an event marking 59 years since civil rights marchers were beaten by police on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign Fire responded to a residential fire Saturday in the 1300 block of North Walnut Street. All occupants already outside. The crews worked quickly to get that fire under control. After an evaluation of the occupants, crews transporting one to a hospital. No firefighters hurt. A dog did die. The fire left the family displaced. Unofficial St. Patrick's Day is a longtime event on the University of Illinois campus, celebrating the holiday early before students go home for spring break. Now officials say enthusiasm for the events dwindled the more that safety's been put at the forefront. The day gained infamy after a 23-year-old student died in 2017. Since then, the university's made it a priority to address problematic behaviors. Some parents in Urbana say they want a solution fit for everyone. On Thursday, they held a rally voicing concerns about a redistricting proposal that would see Urbana elementary students being moved to different schools. Urbana School District's been working with a consulting firm to draw a new boundary plan for elementary schools in Urbana. Up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at TabmansTowing.com.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Rising costs of goods, unpredictable weather, and seasonal depression got you feeling down? Let Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing brighten your winter blues. Dogtown is offering $1,000 off any Bradford Whitewater Heater, Rinnai Tankless Water Heater, or Bosch Mini Split Unit when you buy a Lennox Home Comfort System. No gimmicks, no hidden fees, just $1,000 in savings when you call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. Offering 0% financing options for qualifying applicants. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Make
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, April 4th at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program, April 4th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Ann vicinity. Welcome to March 1st and the start of meteorological springtime. Still a fair amount of spring-like temperatures expected to build our way here in the coming days, next couple of weeks for openers, and an increasingly active one down the line for next week and beyond. In the meantime, weak weather system traversing the deep southern states. Its northern extension of rain, a little bit of rain, perhaps a touch of some wet snow mixed in from time to time, and a late day high to 45 and a light south wind. Mostly cloudy for tonight, 33 the low. Tomorrow, some peaks and pokes of sunshine, milder, the high nearing 60 in the afternoon. Pick up on the south wind and we'll flirt with 70 and a windy and a seasonally mild, mostly sunny Sunday. Then Monday, some shower activity expands across the area, perhaps a couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Those only linger into early on Tuesday. Temperatures up around 72 for the day on Monday, cooling to about 55 on Tuesday, and then highs in the low to mid 50s. A few sprinkles Wednesday, a little more rain Friday. Overnight readings generally above freezing. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate it. We have a Stever. It's a Long Branch Steakhouse. And I know you like it, but if you've won this, we're saying this is for new people only today. So it says right on there, can only win this once.
That's right.
That gives other people that have tried and tried and never won a real opportunity today. So if you've been wanting to go to Gifford and spend $50, my money, then you go to GoStever.com and you enter. You'll get an email after 8 tonight. If you're one of our winners. I really enjoyed last night's event. It was the Lincoln Day dinner. Grace spoke. My daughter, Janet, and I were there. Diane was there.
I loved it.
Eric Meyer was there. I really enjoyed meeting Mary and Chris Miller.
Yes.
State rep and also Congresswoman Miller. And I hadn't met a lot of the folks. Jim Acklin's running. I know that Adam Nieberg is running in the primary.
Yeah, Jim Acklin and Adam Nieberg need you to write in. I'm just astonished at some of the stuff I'm hearing about behind the scenes of why Republicans aren't treated fairly in some of these processes. And, you know, when Mary was talking about our energy and being independent and that kind of quote unquote climate cult that we have running things. And it's just, wow, how are we doing this? We really need people to step up and get involved, for
sure.
Well,
you just could volunteer and do something little, too. Brandon Schweitzer, met him and his lovely wife, and he's running for Illinois State Rep in the 104th.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I appreciate everybody, Republican, Democrat, anybody getting active and trying to do something, but the divide feels big, and I think it's mostly on the far left. Because I think, you know, if there is a Democrat from the old days, I don't know if they've been shouted down, but the far left of the no prisons, no borders, no police faction of it all is where I have a real issue, because I think that's so destructive for the country. And the open border policy on the South is, who knows, God knows what that's going to mean over the years with so many bad actors that could be coming in. And we know there are some because of all the crime and the murders and things that have happened already.
Well, and we heard Senator Chapin Rose on our here at ESPN 93.5, but talking about the $1 billion that will be spent for illegal immigration.
Well, and he said U of I was written down for 2% raises. That's not true, because that's not how it is. And they're taking from this to give to that, and it's a wash.
And especially mental health for college kids.
I don't know how you cut mental health right now.
And when it comes to DSE, Developmental Services Center, and the budget cuts for people with disabilities.
How can you? I mean, that would be my last budget cut, would be the Developmental Services Center.
Unbelievable.
Those are folks that can't truly help themselves, their families. It is critical to support that.
And are supporting our veterans too, Stevie.
Yeah,
and we've got these illegal people coming in that aren't taking the proper path. They're not giving back with taxation by taking the proper path. I don't get it.
There's just a lot I don't get because of the philosophy of everybody's welcome, where you can't survive. We can't survive that if it doesn't stop, because guess what? There'll be a billion people that want to come to America. They do. And particularly if you're going to give them credit cards and stuff for free, the phones for free and everything, we pay for that. So it's a definite massive issue, and only now is the Biden administration caring because the polls are saying so. So now all of a sudden he went to the border, and he really was concerned, and it's a Republican's fault. He did 94 executive actions to wipe out Donald Trump's strategy on the border, which was working. He did 94 executive actions the first week. He can do the 94 to bring him back, and he could stop this massive flow.
Oh, it's a sieve. We're just leaking. I mean, it's just horrible.
And the military age people that are coming in, men military age from all countries, it's very disconcerting.
Concern, yes.
So, but it was a good energy last night. And
we did have some hope and really patting on the back a lot of our patriots who believe in our country and are stepping up and doing something about it.
All right, 840, one more time with some Brad Underwood. Brad will meet the media today. It's Zach Edey coming into town tomorrow night, the massive 7'5" center, 7'4", whatever. And he's the man. National Player of the Year will be in town tomorrow night. Might win National Player of the Year again. Purdue can clinch an outright Big Ten title with a win tomorrow night. We can keep our hope alive for a co-championship with Purdue with a win. And then we have our finale in Iowa City, 6 o'clock Saturday night. Don't be thinking that'll be easy. We're better than Iowa. There's no doubt. We're the, you know, it's Purdue and us. And if we win tomorrow night, you can say, well, then we're even. They beat us there. We beat them here. We can win the game tomorrow. Good. But they're real good. And so are we. So let's see what happens. And this will be the best crowd of the year. Senior night, sold out. Purdue, Illinois, weather's fine. Getting there and getting out and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's just getting to March. And we are in March. So now the March Madness. This is a taste of it tomorrow night. And then a week from now, we're in the Big Ten tournament. It's in Minneapolis this year.
I know.
We're not just driving over to Indy.
Right.
Driving to Chicago. This is a longer place to visit. It takes, 8 or 10 hours to get to Minneapolis
from here?
Anyway, so we're rooting for the Illini. A double bye means we wouldn't play until Friday of next week. And that'll be our first game out of the chute. And if we win that, we'll be in the semifinal Saturday and hopefully make the final on Sunday. And then it's after the Sunday final, a week from Sunday. We're springing ahead on the clocks this Saturday night, by the way. After that final on a week from Sunday, they'll have the Selection Sunday, as they always do, after the final Big Ten final. And then we'll see where we go and who we play. 842.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at pacificaongreen.com. Yeah, they love Pacifica on Green. You need to get a tour of that place and you just go, wow.
Right.
It's awesome.
Everything's right there. Woo! When it comes to the gaming room or fitness,
well, they got
studying.
It's luxury living, but
yeah.
It's not at all out of price. It's really good pricing too. Okay, let's check your sports headlines. Got a Brad Underwood here. Do you want that?
Okay.
Brad Underwood, what has Marcus Damask meant to us?
We probably don't have enough time for me to talk about what he's meant for us. You know, we knew he was a really good player. You know, he was just shy of 2,000 points coming in here and missed three-fourths of a season at Southern. And so we knew his versatility. We just didn't know how we were going to see it, you know, what it was going to look like. And, you know, basically a full-time point guard now and his skill set. I have not been around a player who spends more time. He gets three workouts a day and include one of those in our practice. He is ridiculously committed to the game of basketball and his success. And whether it's treatments, whether it's, you know, the recovery piece, whatever it is, he is very committed to that. To come home, most guys, you know, get a little amped, get a little nervous, and that becomes the moment. Is worrying about all that other stuff. He just focuses on the game, and that's a unique quality.
Yeah, he's really, really good. We've enjoyed Marcus for sure. We'll say goodbye to six of our guys, and the guy you found was Max Williams is the guy that got in and scored 1 point. Otherwise,
that's right.
It's Dane. No, not Dane. Dane has another year if he wants
that's
to be
right.
here. It's Terrence, Coleman, Marcus, Justin,
Quincy.
And Quincy. Wow.
Woo. Man, those are some great players.
Really good. Really good. We got to go back to the portal and find me a few for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And Marcus, such a great game with 31 points on Saturday. And Wappen, Wisconsin is where he's from. And family and friends, the entourage there to support him. I mean, 22-7 on the season. 13-5, double bye coming into the Big Ten tournament. Purdue's game, it looks like it's going to be on Peacock.
Oh, no. Is that right? Oh, boy.
I think I saw that.
That kind of stings. It's a sellout, and not everybody has Peacock, but you might want to pay $7 to get that one.
Or go to Pia's and spend $7 on some drinks and watch it with some friends. Yes. Plus, they've got the fan bus.
And get the Slugger Burger.
That's right.
Yeah, the fan bus to get you door to door.
I'm telling you. And Pia's is great for Cubs fans and Cardinal fans and spring training games. It's just a great place for fans to go. Eric has such a wonderful spot. I think they might have had two buses on the last home game and might need it again for the Purdue game. And they'll probably leave a little earlier than usual.
Yeah.
Because the senior ceremony is at 5:30.
Yeah,
so.
We're planning to get there probably 5. I like going early.
I do too.
There's no traffic. It's really easy, and it's just the electricity and the environment. It's going to be the best home game of the year crowd-wise. Let's see if we can get a big win. Let's go.
Go Illini. Our Illini women with seniors honored yesterday and a victory, 74-73 over Nebraska. So next up will be Maryland at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday in Minneapolis as a number 9 seed. The baseball team won yesterday against Michigan State 12-6, but there were some losses over the weekend. We also have NBA action with the Pacers being beat by San Antonio 117-105. Bulls at Sacramento tonight, L.A. Clippers and the Bucks. And last night in Big Ten action, we had Indiana over Maryland 83-78. Nebraska beat Rutgers 67-56.
Right.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
At Watts Copy Systems, they offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. If you want a free evaluation, get a quote for free. Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, is Saturday. Overall, pretty quiet weather picture. Weak weather system heading through the southern states has a little more moisture expanding northward into our general neck of the woods and points on southward. That includes, a little bit of wet snow, some rain mixed in for this morning, a little rain back in this afternoon, and temperatures up to about 45 this afternoon. Average high for the time of year on this March 1, then the start of meteorological springtime. Right in that range, a bit of a light south wind, mostly cloudy tonight, 33. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. High temperatures with a bit of a south breeze up, getting close to 60. 45 tomorrow night, and we'll flirt with 70 on Sunday. A mostly sunny, windy, and seasonably mild day. 72 is a warm one on Monday as well, with some shower and thunderstorm activity expand across the area, especially in the afternoon and into Monday night. That activity winds down on Tuesday with the high temperature up around 55. A little more rain in here early Wednesday and again towards Friday of next week. Otherwise, 50s by day and 30s at night. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Yeah, we will have Jim on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jim Hampton, Tavis Towing owner, good man, great businessman, and great company with Tavis Towing. Anyway, sadly, 2 years since Ross was killed.
That's right.
Was that Kirby and Neil?
Mm-hmm.
And he was a...
Windsor.
Windsor, I'm sorry. Windsor mm-hmm. and Neil. And it was
it's only dark, 20, I believe.
21, so. 20. I mean, he was had the jacket on. And somebody's going too fast. So just a tragedy. They're going to try and just... I tell you what, it's impacted me because when I see lights flashing, I slow it down and I try and get over.
Use
and you just, it's sometimes hard to get left on the interstate, but you should be able to see it from pretty far away.
Yep. And I'm like hitting the brakes and then getting over it, even if it's inconvenient and, you know, not a good time to get over. I'm going to make it happen.
Be very careful with
the
speed because you have people going so fast.
Absolutely.
So, so that'll be tomorrow. We'll have Jim come in and remind us, being very careful with the lights flashing. So, yeah, you generally can see that pretty far away.
I saw that Chris Mortensen passed away at the age of 72.
Really good, the ESPN guy.
3 decades for the NFL for ESPN.
Very, very good. I guess a heart attack?
Known for his shows on SportsCenter, it says.
Chris Mortensen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, been doing that a long, long time. Okay, boys will be on this afternoon. Luke Goody sometime this week. And Luke Goody, we are presented by...
Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, and Max Twin City Recycling, as you said, and First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted.
That is our deal with Luke Goody through this month, and then we're done for now.
Morton said had stage 4 throat cancer that was diagnosed in January 2016.
So we've been battling that long.
Right.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
Okay, all of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. All of our texts come in via the Fisher National Bank text line.
Yes, 359-2255.
All right, the boys again this afternoon. They'll be talking more Wisconsin and that tremendous victory. Really hard to get a win like that. I mean, it was feasible we could lose all three of those and not play poorly. I mean, but we went to Wisconsin and played very well. Marcus Damask, former Mr. Wisconsin basketball.
Uh-huh.
And just had a heck of a homecoming on his final game in Madison.
That's right.
So pretty cool. And then, of course, senior night. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll get some clips from Brett Underwood. And dang, you know, as we get into March and the weather's getting warmer and the NCAA and all these other things, remember, we weren't in these things. I mean, we were not getting into these tournaments for a good amount of time, for like 20 to 11 or 12 to 15, 16. We weren't in anything. Brad Underwood comes to town, lose 20 games, I think his first year, and look what he's done since. All right, we are done. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, Lonte, Derek Piper, Kyle Toss. That'll be later today, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Beautiful day today. Yeah,
enjoy the temperatures. You betcha. The Stever is Long Branch Steakhouse. If you've never won that, that's who we're looking for today. GoStever.com, a new experience for you. GoStever.com. All right, we're done. We'll see you in the morning. Go Illini, and we'll get ready for the sellout with the Purdue Boilermakers coming in trying to clinch on my home court. No. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday. Basketball star Coleman Hawkins on the general manager of Pacifica on Green, Lisa Lauer.
She's great. We got connected, and ever since then, I've been super grateful for her. She's a great person, and she really looks out for me. You know, anything I need, she tries to get it done for me, and it's super great to have someone who I feel like I can trust, and someone who, you know, I want to do something for in the future to really help her out, because she's helped me out a lot.
Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At Two Men and a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. Two Men and a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at twomenandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
It seems like the cost of everything is on the rise, but Erie Insurance can help make sure your auto insurance premium isn't one of them. Avoid rate increases with Erie Rate Lock. Even if you have a claim, your rates won't go up until you change a car, driver, or address.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Other conditions and limitations at erieinsurance.com. Go to erieinsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Relax, call Max 217-359-7293.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A seven-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do. And be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're gonna get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for early childhood education March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Learn more at CCRPC.org.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan.
Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.